Hi, you all. This is Blind Podcaster, and we are going to go ahead and get this started. It's 3 o'clock. And again, the show URL is http://listen.autostreams.us:8002. That's http://listen.autostreams.us:8002. Today I will be presenting a number of things. I will be looking at the Olympus DM420, which is a recorder that I've purchased. I had a Olympus DS50 or 30. I think it was actually a 30, and it just wasn't cutting it. It is not going to be cutting it for fall classes at IUS. So I purchased it, and it has 2 gigs of internal, and it's got a 2 gig micro SD card. I'm also going to be looking at the Kindle 3, which I got for a Christmas present, because I can see a little bit. With bumped up font, and there's something on this thing. Oh well, with bumped up font, and I can actually see and read it in good light, and it's just a very good machine. It is not accessible to a totally blind person, but for people that have some vision and can handle a 40-foot font ratio, then it's very good. So let's go ahead and start out with the less successful device, the Kindle 3. I'm just going to plug it in here. And I'm also going to be looking some more at the Braille Plus as well, since I'll be using that. Some updates while I'm turning this on. I did get engaged over Christmas. I am getting a MacBook and a Focus 40 Blue Braille display from the Kentucky Office for the Blind here in Kentucky for the fall. So that'll be interesting, and it'll be a lot of podcasts done on that as well.
PC Magazine, Saturday, January 1st, 2011, item 305.
I just turned on the device by the power switch, which is all the way over to the right. The button going to the left now is your USB and syncing and charging port. Then you have a microphone and a headphone and your volume up and down. On the back of the device, there's nothing but 2 speakers, which are very good. There's nothing on either the sides of the device except for a small button that's adjacent on both the left and the right side edges. That is the previous page button, and longer button is for the next page button. Amazon does claim that the Kindle 3 has a 50% better contrast, which it does, and the font size is a lot bigger. It does have it does have voice guide now, but it does not read annotations that you have written. It does not even read characters as you type. It does not read book descriptions. It does not read anything in the Kindle store nor in the web browser. It just reads the menus, which for me is okay, because with sufficient lighting, I can use the device and be okay with it. The keyboard, though, Amazon does say that it did put nibs on the F and the J keys, and I have tried, my fiance included has tried to look at this. We do not feel the nibs on these F and J keys. The space bar is very big and can be felt very easily and distinguished very, very easily, although you might want to put puffy paint on the F and the J keys on this keyboard. The directional pad is a square button and is very distinguishable and very easy to use, with a center click in the middle. The top is the menu button. The bottom is at the bottom of the the directional pad is a back button, and then to the left of that is the home button. The home screen is very nicely laid out. I do have collections because I do have a lot of books, and they were just continuing to clutter up the home page. I can put books in a book folder and put everything else in a different folder and have the home screen nice and organized. So let's go into this books collection, as it likes to call it, by either pressing the enter button or doing a right arrow. I'll go and press the enter button.
PC Magazine, Saturday, January 1st, 2000. Page 1 of 1. Books collection.
We're at the books collection. Now we're in the books.
Aaron's Kindle collection. Page 1 of 1. The Road, Jack London, item 1 of 5.
Okay. This is The Road by Jack London. This is a text-to-speech enabled book. When you do a shop in the Kindle store, at least on the Kindle and online, it does say whether speech is enabled or not. And a lot of the free books, some of these do have speech enabled. The PC Magazine is one that does have speech enabled in it. I will go into that in a little bit more detail. But let's see what I have here. I've got The Road.
Mac OS X Snow Leopard Pocket Guide, Chris Sebold, item 2 of 5.
This is a Mac OS X Pocket Guide.
Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption, Laura Hillenbrand, item 3 of 5. The Holy Bible English Standard Version, ESV, Crossway Bibles, item 4 of 5.
And this is a good way. There are large print versions of the Bible out there, but this version, you can actually bump up the font and you can actually read it. With a lot of the large print Bibles, they only have a set number of bigger font that they use, and so for some of us, it's very hard to see that have a limited vision. But on the Kindle, this was actually free, and I picked it up, and I'm able to read now. I love doing it.
Five Lectures on Blindness, M. Foley, Kate, item 5 of 5.
And that's all in the books catalog. In the books folder, I meant. So let's go back up.
And showing five. The Road, Jack London.
Road. This is a text-to-speech
The Road,
book.
Location 704, 33%.
And I am at 33% in this book. Let's go to the menu. Let's hit the
page preferences. Font size 7.
Font size is 7.
Typeface. Words per line, default. Text to speech, turn on.
And we can turn on text to speech.
Known amongst the fraternity as a gondola, with the second syllable emphasized and pronounced long. But to return, I arrived in the afternoon and headed straight from the freight train to the falls. Once my eyes were filled with that wonder vision of down-rushing water, I was lost. I could not tear myself away long enough to batter the privates, domicils, for my supper. Even a set-down could not have lured me away. Night came on, a beautiful night of moonlight, and I lingered by the falls until after 11. Then it was up to me to hunt for a place to kip, floss, flop, pound your ear, all mean the same thing, namely, to sleep. Somehow, I had a hunch that Niagara Falls was a bad town for hobos, and I headed out into the country. I climbed a fence and flopped in a field. John Law would never find me there, I flattered myself. I lay on my back in the grass and slept like a babe. It was so balmy warm that I woke up not once all night, but with the first gray daylight my eyes opened, and I remembered the wonderful falls. I climbed the fence and started down the road to have another look at them. It was early, not more than 5 o'clock, and not until 8 o'clock could I begin to batter for my breakfast. I could spend at least 3 hours by the...
Okay, and stop that. I just pressed the spacebar. And if I wanted to listen to music while I'm reading, I'll just go and turn off the text-to-speech here.
Page preferences. Font size 7. Text-to-speech, play. Text-to-speech, turn off.
I'll go ahead and turn this off. I'll press the press in on the D pad. And we'll go ahead and play some music here. Let's do Alt spacebar. Turn down the volume. And I can read while I'm listening to music. Let's go up the font.
Of no improvement. What are the death I still
and I can read. while I'm listening to the music. Let's go and put the font back down.
Page preferences.
And let's go into the magazine here. I'm going to turn up.
Home. Page 1 of 1.
There we go.
Books collection, 5 items, item 1 of 5. PC Magazine, Saturday, January 1st, 2011, item 3 of 5.
Now, a word about magazines. The magazine subscriptions are anywhere from $2 to 99 cents. PC Magazine is $1.49 per month, and to keep the issue, it's $3, so $1.49 compared to what you would pay for the paper version. You get the idea, which isn't bad, and I read, I like reading this magazine. And so we can go ahead and press enter on this. And this is also text-to-speech enabled, as I said
PC
before.
PC Magazine, Saturday, January 1st, 2011. First looks, Article 3 of 13, Dell Inspiron Zeno HD, Inspiron 410. View section list.
And we can go ahead and jump through the sections.
PC Magazine, right Saturday, January 1st,
buttons.
2011. First looks, Article 4 of 13, Dell Vostro V130. View section list.
And if we wanted to, we could enable text-to-speech and have this article read to us.
Page preferences. Typeface. Words per line, default. Text to speech, turn on.
Turn on text to speech.
Dell Vostro V130. The Dell Vostro V130 Ultra Portable has an exquisitely thin profile, but lacks a big enough battery and enough battery life for serious road warriors. By Cisco Chung, 1065 words editor rating. It's easy to confuse the Dell Vostro V130.
Okay, and that is now the magazine would be read to us. Let's go ahead and turn this off.
Page preferences. Font size 7. Text to speech, play. Text to speech, turn off.
So you just have
view section list.
Browse around. I like to do it online. You have to browse around to see what's enabled. A lot of books that are free are enabled, and there are some really good books that are free that are very good read. Reading.
Page 1 of 1.
That are very good to read.
Books collection, 5 items, item 1 of 5.
And so that is the Kindle. I'm going to go just put that in
screensaver.
And it does say screensaver. I'm going to unplug this, set this over here. And let's take a look at the DM420. The DM420 is, again, a Olympus recorder with a internal 2 gigs. And can be more if you have a big SD card. Now the layout is different from the DS30. It does have the arrow buttons and the clicker OK button, but you do have 2 top and 2 bottom buttons. The left bottom is your erase key. And the other 3 do other functions as well. Now your power button for your DM420 is on the back, actually, near your record, play, and stop buttons. You can go ahead and press it down. And let's go ahead, because it didn't, try this again. My fiance practicing your music.
Battery level, high.
It tells you the battery level, and it goes into
music folder, recorder folder,
the recorder,
music folder.
It also goes in the music folder,
podcast folder,
and the podcast folder. We can go
recorder
into
folder.
The recorder folder,
folder A,
and there's something in the folder A,
folder B.
There's something in folder B, and this is actually the Kindle podcast for a main menu. I'll go ahead and play a little bit of this. Hi, this is Erlinson, and I'm on Skype with...
Hi, my name is Chris.
Oh, no, sorry. That is actually a NVDA versus JAWS that a friend of mine and myself did. So we can go ahead and listen to this. I did do this with the DM420 Zoom mics and the other mic as well.
AKA Windows
10. Okay, cool. And today we're going to be talking about the differences between NVDA, which is a free screen reader, and as you can tell, the mics are very Very good compared to the DS30. Now, I have not tried hooking up the DS30's swivel stereo mic to the external microphone jack on top of the DM420, but I'm sure it could be done. And actually, let's turn that back on and I'll show you how good these mics are.
Battery level high.
And I'll show you some of the options that we have. Let's go ahead and get into the menu.
File setting.
I'm
record
looking
menu.
For the record menu.
Microphone sensitivity setting. Recording mode setting.
And let's see.
Zoom mic setting. Low cut filter setting.
We're looking for
VCVA. Timer recording. Recording scene setting.
There is recording scene. And recording scenes are
recording
scenes
scene select.
That you can do, like you can have it for dictation, a lecture, a conference. So since off. we're gonna just dictate.
Dictation.
Let's just do dictation.
Dictation set.
And go back.
Record.
Recorder. Let's go to folder.
Folder C.
C. Let's go ahead and record. This is Aaron Linson with a demonstration of the DM420 microphone. And let's go ahead and play that. This is Aaron Linson with a demonstration of the DM420 microphone. This is Aaron Linson.
And it does,
I've set it to repeat. A demonstration of the DM420 microphone. And so it does do a very good job. It is a lot nicer than the DS30. It is all metal. And the back of it, it takes three AAA batteries, and it does come with two rechargeable batteries, but I don't have a wall charger for them, so I'm not using them at the moment. I'm just using two standard AAA batteries for this, but I plan to get a charger for this as well. We can go ahead and delete this file by hitting
file,
the
erase
left button.
Mode.
And we have a couple more options that we did than we did in the DS30. We have
erase one file. Erase all files in the folder.
Or if you have multiple files in the folder, you can go ahead and do this.
Start erase.
Start the erase.
Erase finished.
And it's always very quick as well. You can also switch the input from the internal memory to the external mini SD card, if you do have one in there. And it does come in a nice case that holds the device, so you don't ever need to buy an external case like you did with the DS30 and on the other recorders. Let's go ahead and turn on the Braille Plus. And we are in the applications menu of the device. So let's go in and look at email. So I can go down to the internet menu, which would take me 4 presses, and then go to email, which may take me 2, or I can just hit 42 from the applications menu.
One web browser.
And it is loading.
Volume 8. Volume 9. Volume 10. Volume 11. Inbox. Indiana University Southeast Office of Admission. Your next steps at IU Southeast December 5th.
And I have trouble getting connecting to my router sometimes. So
Arizona
let's just
me. Hey, December 23rd, 2010, 10:36 p.m. to 14.
At
Springer, Matthew T. from Matt Notes for classes December 27th, 2010, 12:07 p.m. 14:14.
Let's look at this. We can either hit right arrow or select. I usually hit right arrow.
Message for Aaron. Phone number for School of Music 941-2655. NW100.
Okay, and that is an email
inbox, Springer,
from the Disabilities Director at IUS.
Indiana University.
So let's go out and let me show you one of the things I do like about this.
One bookshelf.
We're going into the bookshelf right now.
Switching.
I'm getting out of it because I want to go and show you something.
Applications menu. One bookshelf.
And we have started up the program.
Recent books, 1 of 3.
And let's go into all books.
All books, 3 of 3.
And hit right arrow or select.
All books 101 most powerful versus in the pipe.
And I'm wanting a book called Switching to the Max, Snow Leopard Edition, so I'm just going to press S.
Star Wars, Genie Quest by Jude, Starflakes by Sawyer, Robert J. Switching to the Max, The Missing Manual, Leopard Edition by Bose, David, 30 of 42.
And we can go ahead and press OK.
Opening Switching to the Max, The Missing Manual.
Now, this does read RFBND and NLS, and I have authorized this player to play both of those materials. I do have one RFBND book in here at the moment. Actually, I think I have two. But the one thing I do like about this, that
the
Packmate did not have, and this also had the Rogue Plus, I mean, has a feature to where if you're reading a book and you hit a key,
document is read only.
It says document is read only, so you cannot edit. The BrailleNote family of products does have this in their book reader, which I think is pretty nice, because usually when I read books, I had to go into FS Edit or Microsoft Word on the Packmate and read them and just make sure to not hit any keys. Which, and if I accidentally press a key,
document is read only.
You know, for type an E or an F by accident, I get the message that document is read only. If I do a continuous read and lock the keypad,
the bad news is that these features are called different things and parked in different spots. As you could have predicted, this rearrangement of features can mean a good deal of confusion for you. The Macintosh folder. For the first few days or weeks, you may instinctively reach for certain familiar features that simply aren't where you expect to find them. The way your thumb keeps sticking itself into the socket of the newly extracted tooth. Keypad locked. To minimize the frustration, therefore, read this.
Nothing that I hit can be done to hinder the reading process.
Switching to the Mac. The missing manual. Leopard.
So we're just going to back out of here.
Applications menu. One workspace.
And let's see if we can actually connect to the internet. And my fiance is practicing
network manager,
music still.
39%, 1 of 10.
Okay, let's go ahead and
connecting. Network
try
manager,
to connect
connecting.
To this.
1 of 10.
And I'll show you some things.
Failed to connect the rentals.
And it doesn't do
application
it.
Menu,
so,
one workspace.
And it's not the Braille Plus, it's the router. So let's see if we have any Twitter.
Checking for mentions, no new mentions. Skype stats online. About 54 minutes ago, Aaron Linson posted in 33 minutes. DGZ rate about 50 minutes ago. Edward Alonso posted in Podcast Server.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Pause. One, two, cast of OSC encoder. Pause. One, two, cast administrator. Mozilla Firefox. Two.
And it's not registering.
OSC encoders. OSC encoders. List new. 1 MP3, 1 MP3, 128 KB slash SCDR. 44K. Dot encoded 02247. SDR. Dot 101.
Hmm.
Cast administrator. Mozilla Firefox.
Let's F.
100%. Server status. Server is current.
There we go. Well, it's up and running. Let's see here.
Link status, vertical bar, link song history, vertical bar, link vision, vertical bar, link screen URL, vertical bar, link admin login, current screen information, blank, table with two columns and 12 rows, server status, server is currently up in public, stream status, stream is up at 128 KBPS with 0/1000 list for 0 unique. List repeat, stream is up at 128 KBPS with 0/1000 list for 0 unique. List repeat, 21, 2 new average listen time, 7M29S, stream title, DGZ radio, stream title, 7M29S, stream title, DGZ radio, content type, audio slash bed, stream genre, various. Stream URL, link http://www.shoutcast.com, stream ICQ, link pop, stream name, link pop, stream word, link number on URL, current song, link default user. Table end, blank, written by Stephen Apostrophe Tag Loomis, Tom Feather, Professor Crankle.
Well, it's up and running for some reason. I'm not sure why. The URL, again, is http://listen.ultrastreams.us:8002. That's http://listen.ultrastreams.us:8002. So that's all I have for you today. Please join me again next week when we talk about more tech, and be looking out for the tweets that I do. My Twitter name is Blind Podcaster. That's BlindPodcaster. And other exciting news, Top Speed 3 is supposed to be coming out here really shortly. I have not gotten anything from anybody on that as yet. Let me check and see.
About 27 minutes ago, Aaron Blitzen posted a 10-with-53 all-game visit to the show view at http://. About 28 minutes ago, Kevin Chow posted 1-3 sent to 200 FTP and 4 on Internet Explorer, Safari and Filzilla, but didn't decide to come back. About 28 minutes ago, Aaron Blitzen posted 5 minutes and counting HTTP.
I'm not seeing anything yet.
About 50 seconds ago, Aaron Major posted a fantastic album of an online talk. Don't buy one until later this year and the iPhone 5 comes out with LTE and other cool features.
But it is coming out, and there will be a review on that of that on this show by me. So I hope you all had a good. I hope you all have a good day, and I will see you all in the next podcast. Until then, you all have a geeky week.